Okay, we will proceed to case number 5, PR-2023-009411, SD-2024-00018, preliminary final plat. JAG Zoning and Planning and Zoning LLC, Juanita Garcia, agent for Charles F. Brewer, agents for the request the aforementioned action for all of a portion of Lot B1A, Block 4, Sunts Additional Industrial Area, subdivision zoned NRLM, located at 501 Candelaria Road Northeast between 2nd Street Northeast and High Street, containing approximately 2.951 acres. Ms. Garcia, I'm assuming you're still the are going to be the making this presentation.
Yes.
Again, because we have complete records, would you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Juanita Garcia, and I'm with JAG Planning and Zoning. My address is P.O. Box 7857, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87194.
And you still swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, is there any other members of your team there?
No, nobody's here for this one.
Okay, go ahead and make a short presentation.
Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Hearing Officer, we are here in regards to a proposed lot split. It's a currently one lot, hoping to split it into two separate lots. This is on the corner of Candelaria and Edith Boulevard, currently has a gas station and a car wash. And then on the eastern portion of the site, there is a there is an office building or a building, commercial buildings that are used for office purposes. And then also they use a portion of it to make soap for the car wash. And so they are proposing this lot split. And so we are asking also for a DHO determination in regards to the sidewalk requirements and the landscaping requirements. Now, our original letter, and this is mostly for Mr. Armijo, our original letter did specify that we were asking that we are showing a 5-foot wide sidewalk along Edith Boulevard. However, we did determine that the surveyor did not identify that there is a street light along Candelaria that has that reduces the sidewalk at one particular point to 4.5 feet. So we did submit in our supplemental packet on Friday a revised justification letter to address that. And we also provided a photograph that demonstrates the width of that sidewalk at that particular location. And so we do appreciate your support on the determinations. We're just hoping that it could be clarified to say that we are hoping that the 4.5 foot wide sidewalk can exist at that particular point. So, and so with that, I have nothing else to add.
So hearing after Bohannon, so basically what you're doing is amending your request from a little under 1 foot to 1.5 feet.
That is correct.
Okay. I'll open it to the general public. Anybody here for agenda item 5, please raise your hand virtually. Okay, seeing none, we'll go to the DFT members. Mr. Gutierrez.
Hi, yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. So I had some previous comments. I really don't have any objections, but just to confirm that the lots have direct access to water and sewer. And to confirm if any easements are required.
Yes, Mr. Gutierrez. So in our application, we did submit the site does have 3 water meters associated with it. Each of the buildings have their own water account. And we submitted the bills for each of those accounts demonstrating what they are associated to. So you'll find a bill there associated with the car wash, one with the gas station, and one for the office building on the east. And all of the meters are close to those buildings.
Okay, this is David with the Water Authority. Yeah, I did see the bills. Thank you for providing that. I just want to make sure that no easements were required and you confirm that that's accurate.
Yes, we did confirm that with the location of the water lines. The surveyor did have 811 go. We did call 811 out there, However, I don't know if they've been out there yet, but the surveyor did confirm that that the water meters are the sewer lines are, you know, the public sewer lines are close to those meters.
Okay. Thank you, Juanita. We'll go to code enforcement. Jeff.
Hi, Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. The prior comments from the sketch plat of November 1st, 2023 have all been addressed. Code enforcement has no objections.
Thank you. We'll proceed to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan.
Hello, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I don't have any objections to the request. I just have a note for future development that if the development of the site meets the applicability in 14.16.5.6b of the IDO, then any landscaping plans will need street frontage trees. And that's it.
Thank you for that informational comment. We'll move on to hydrology.
Hey, Guan Cheng, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Please add a cross lot drainage easement note specify the beneficiary and the maintenance agreement. That's okay. All from hydrology.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go on to transportation, Mr. Amihu. We'll come back to transportation. We'll go to planning.
This is Robert Webb with planning. Just wanted a couple confirmation items. The access and circulation is not being affected with the new property lines with the replat, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And same with the existing buildings or existing development or dimensional standards being affected at all?
No.
Okay. And then let's see here.
This is Heron Ossipohan. Is there cross lot access and drainage across these two lots?
Yes. So in the most recent supplemental packet, we did provide the plat that provides the language for the right. cross access and also cross drainage. However, the drainage language, I do not believe has the beneficiaries or the maintenance language okay. that Mr. Chen is looking for.
Okay. Robert, anything else?
Yes, yeah, I'll put the conditions in the chat, but it's just a copy of the AGIS approved DXF file. The date of DHO approval need to be recorded on the plat. A recorded copy of the plat afterwards must be sent to our office or directly to Jay. And that's about it. I'll put it in the chat now.
Okay, so Mr. Webb just wanted to clarify that also in the application, the original application, we did provide a copy of the email that shows the approval of the DXF.
Oh, okay, very good. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Biazar with Mr. Armijo obviously stepping out for a minute. I don't have an issue with still taking action on it. I don't see I see the existing conditions and everything else in the file that allow.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, it's Ernest. The thing is coming back.
Oh, okay. Ernest, can you hear us?
Yes. My computer froze up. I can actually hear and see you guys, but I can't connect. So I'll go ahead and read my comments here.
Okay.
So Ernest, you want to put your computer on mute? I think you're getting echoed because you have both speakers yeah. going.
Oh, sure. Okay, there we go. All right. So my comments for this one are, Ernest Armijo Transportation. Justification to allow landscaping behind sidewalks are sufficient and transportation has no objection. Justification to allow 5.05 sidewalk in a portion of sidewalk along Edith to remain in lieu of required 6-foot sidewalk is acceptable to transportation. We have no objection to that. The variation that Ms. Garcia brought up about light poles along Candelaria, that's perfectly acceptable. You don't need a determination for that because 4-foot is allowed around obstructions and sidewalks. And it okay. looks like you have more than that. Let's see. Next comment. Unless there is a proposed barrier to vehicles crossing over the proposed property line, a cross-lot access easement will be required on the plat. For future development, an approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit. Please submit a traffic scoping form to Matt Grush to determine if a TIS will be required.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Armijo. I'm not sure if also in the supplemental packet, we did provide that language regarding cross access. We're not sure if you want us to add the language regarding maintenance and who the beneficiary is.
I mean, you can, it's usually not as critical. I mean, that's usually more of a hydrology thing because this is just allowing people to cross lot lines.
Okay, thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. That's usually also a more of a business setup on plats.
Right.
So, Mr. Piazar, you have your hand raised.
Mr. Hearing Officer, just a quick question. Do we have an exhibit that shows the buildings in relationship to the easements, the existing buildings?
Yes, we should have one.
I thought I saw one in the file. Juanita, if you have one, you're co-host, so you can actually share your screen and bring that up.
And I'll look through the file as well.
So, I mean, yeah, just a couple of questions while we're looking for that. So I noticed that the meters have access, direct access to the building, and we don't need easements for those. What about the sewer services? How is this building being served by the sewer lines? Do we need an easement over that, or do we know?
So that this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. The only time you would need a sewer line easement if you had one sewer service that served multiple buildings.
And I don't know if that was clarified. I know we talked about the water meters, which are, you know, directly accessing each building, but I don't know if the sewer services were brought up for this purpose.
Okay, let me check. Sorry, let me look at those water bills to see if they include also sewer lines. Is that what you're wanting to know? If they individually have their own sewer line. If they're included in the sewer line application, in the permit.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I don't think that's going to show up on your water meter account because all they're going to do is based on the water usage, they're going to charge you for a sewer, just a sewer fee. So it's not going to show that you have a separate tap.
Because I see, this is Shahabi Azar again, I see cleanouts north of the building for the gas station. And then I don't see any cleanouts for we just need to confirm that if the sewer is being served by one line, then we probably need a cross access easement for the sewer service. That's all I have. Thank you.
I can make that a condition of the approval.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Did you have any other additional comments?
No, I do not.
Okay. With that, I'm going to go ahead and move that I approve PR-2023-009411 SD-2024-00018 preliminary and final plat. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, I also approve a waiver of 9.3 feet to the sidewalk because of the waiver is not contrary to public health, safety, and welfare, and that there's existing obstructions that cannot be easily or economically relocated or should be altered. With the following conditions. One, that the cross-lot drainage and maintenance note be added to the plat, that a cross-access easement and granting of that is confirmed on the final plat, and that prior to the recording of the final plat, that the sewer line servicing those three buildings have individual sewer lines, and if not, a combination sewer line easement will be granted with the plat, And finally, the project and application numbers, along with the hearing of the DHO, be added to the plat. Any questions, Ms. Garcia?
No.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.